What I've heard over the last week or so is the expectation is that he will play this year. And I think that this is part of the ramping up process to getting there. Now, I don't think they put a timeline on him yet, but like I think it's going to come down to being able to support him properly, which they didn't show they could do on Thursday night. And then like him continuing the little pieces of the little steps forward that he's made over the last few weeks in practice. And, you know, a big part of it is that, like, and one thing that they're doing in practice, because they have Jacoby Brissett here who played for Alex Van Pelt, when there's the first offense out there and it's a concept that Jacoby is comfortable with, they put Drake in there. That's where the 30% number comes from. They're giving him time to the side with T.C. McCartney, the quarterback's coach. They're doing what they can to try to get him ready to play. My expectation is he will play this year.
Jones and Keith here on WEEI. We're taking you up until 2 o'clock on a Tom E. Tuesday. Tommy Curran will join us shortly after high noon. It's also a tier Tuesday.
Holy smokes.
We'll be
ready for that.
Tiering off the top and bottom teams in the NFL, so stay tuned for that. A little less than an hour from now. At 11:20, there's a key for madness. At 12:45.
Oh, boy.
Plus Celtics Media Day ongoing. We'll check in with Terp at some point. Jam-packed Tuesday for you here on Jones and Keefe. We'll also get to, the Bozo touchdown parlay, which is real hot in the streets.
How about that?
We'll do that coming up for you about 15 minutes from
all right
now. Meanwhile, you hear Burt Breer on NBC Sports Boston the other night. We read that clip during the show yesterday, or that quote during the show, that it's going to happen. It won't be a red shirt year. He's showing progress in practice. And that's all just the Drake May track over to one side. Then the other piece is you have Jacoby Brissett and the team backsliding, embarrassed on national TV. And then the third piece is now Jaden Daniels is applying pressure to this organization. The Commanders.
Commanders.
The Washington football team.
The Washington Commanders.
The Commanders may have gotten it right by playing their guy right away. They have a bunch of bum-ass players, and they have a defensive coach, and they're a bad, lost, low down, no good organization, and they might have hit it big on their quarterback. And all of a sudden, you feel good if you're a Commanders fan. You feel like you're on to something if you're a Commanders fan. And if you're a Patriots fan, you have nothing. Don't tell me that doesn't matter. You can say that shouldn't matter. You can say the Crafts shouldn't cave to that, but they're human beings. And these owners can be very panicky. And I just think Jaden Daniels having the night that he has applies pressure. And in this case, I'd say good.
Yeah,
if that's what gets Drake May out there, an example in real time of a rookie on a so-so, actually, scratch that, bad.
No, they stink.
Football team.
Yeah, they stink.
Putting the team on his back and carrying him, that's the hope. That's the only hope this team this year has, playing Drake May, and Jaden Daniels is the comp.
Yeah, I mean, you and I agree on this. Like, we don't think the quarterback is going to be broken. Is he set up in a position to light the world on fire? No, he's not. But he's also the quarterback, which is the most important position in all of sports. So can't he elevate the play of the other guys around him? Can't he give you a better chance to win and at least be competitive? And obviously, as an aside, entertaining. Like, that's kind of for us. But for the guys on the team, just to be in there and competitive. And last night is a perfect example. Washington is not very good. They signed Marcus Mariota, basically their Jacoby Brissett, and they drafted Jaden Daniels right before the Patriots drafted Drake May. They started him right out of the chute, and look what he looked like in his third game. If Marcus Mariota was taking snaps there for them and was their quarterback for how, like, what's the point of that?
How about Brissett? How about if Brissett was, they had Brissett last year.
They
couldn't even play. They wouldn't even put him on the field over Sam Howell.
No, that is true.
So, like, if Washington had Brissett, what do you think they'd be doing? How do you think it would look versus the kid they had in there last night?
Yeah, it'd be gross.
Night and day, gross.
It'd be boring, and it would be bad. And the team, I think you're letting everybody else down. So even though, you know, Pop Douglas and Ramondre Stevenson and Hunter Henry aren't, you know, these all pros, they deserve to have the best guy out there to give them the best chance to win and be competitive. It is still football. Like, as much as some of these teams are horrible, like, look at the upsets every week. Look at all the stuff. Like, look at all the close games. I don't really get it. I've not really heard one compelling argument to not play Drake May at this point on this team.
Well, you might break him.
That's not compelling enough for me.
You might ruin him.
I don't agree.
I don't either. Like, if he can't play, he can't play. But I don't think throwing him out there too early is going to stunt his growth. And case in point, Jaden, there's a bunch of guys. Josh Allen, you can't play him too early. He's not ready.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out he was ready. Turns out he's just fine. He got
better every season.
Did he throw an incomplete pass last night? It was unbelievable.
I don't know
watching Josh Allen. And so
he and Daniels both probably combined for like 95% passing.
Seriously. Jacoby Brissett has taken more sacks this year than those guys threw incompletions in the games last night. So get the kid in there would be my big takeaway from Monday Night Football. Never mind Mac Jones fumbling when he got in there. Bill Belichick may be a candidate in a place like Cincinnati. And do you have any remorse over getting Drake May instead of Jaden Daniels? The Patriots played it differently at the end of the year and tanked and lost in Denver.
I also
maybe they have the number two pick and you have Jaden Daniels and not Drake May. Any remorse over that? Again, 617-779-7937.
The breakthrough take that I have
is
that if you don't want to play Drake May, then you probably shouldn't have wanted to draft him. And maybe you didn't. Maybe there are some people out there that that was their stance all along, and then so be it.
They wanted Joe Alt. They wanted Marvin Harrison Jr. Those would be the
trade down.
Yeah,
right? It's not as exciting as that was. But I don't see how on this team with this roster, right, like knowing what they have. Let's just forget about all the other examples of this to that team. Just the Patriots, when they were sitting there on the clock at three, if you weren't going to play them at all this year, then you shouldn't have taken him. And the reason I say that is because you want everything around him to be perfect. And I don't know if that'll ever happen. I don't know if you'll ever have an offensive line where you say, great, he's going to have all the time in the world. And receivers, they're like, oh, they're going to make their quarterback better. And an offensive coordinator who is going to dial up all the right plays. Like, you're not going to have everything. So at least be consistent and never want the quarterback until somehow everything is perfect. But if you did want the quarterback, I don't know how on earth you could say the best thing for him and the team is to watch all year. No chance. No, you don't make a Pete anything. Just move on.
I wasn't going to do such a thing. I was laughing at Alex Van Pelt. Alex Van Pelt is...
let him watch.
He's a fan of the watching.
Yep, the
watcher. What he is. So look.
The watcher.
Here's what I will say, too, about Kingsbury. I don't think Kingsbury's...
I like Kingsbury. I know he's not an offensive guy.
I know he's not a good head coach, but he might be a good coordinator.
He's worked with all these quarterbacks.
Here's what I would say. At least Cliff Kingsbury, I think, and maybe it's just his offense, but at least he's tailor-making things to the skill set of his quarterback. Do you think Alex Van Pelt's going to do that?
I think he's going to run the ball a lot.
I think he's going to force Drake May to get in a pro-style offense and do things
unless,
that...
of course, pop on the tape Douglas says something in the locker room, then they'll force-feed him the ball.
It's true. But I don't think they're going to... You know, a lot of people are making the collegiate jokes. Like, oh, it's a collegiate offense and this and that. And that collegiate offense is now 2-1 and they look like they're onto something. I think Cliff Kingsbury is at least meeting his quarterback. And again, maybe it's just his offense, but it's a better mesh with the quarterback than Alex Van Pelt, who I don't feel like is a good mesh for Drake May. It may not be a good mesh for a lot of quarterbacks.
I also think for the team, too, and I understand it's more about the Drake May plan, but I think Jacoby Brissett has been a little bit worse than they expected. I know he hasn't turned it over, and that was sort of the hope. But to play three games in 2024 and have one touchdown pass,
not great.
That's kind of insane. He's 32nd in the league in touchdown passes. Everyone's like, oh, his QBR is this and this and that and the other thing and no fumbles. He has one touchdown pass. I know passing touchdowns are down across the NFL over the last couple of years or whatever, but you're not going to win many games where you can't throw it in the end zone.
No.
And that's what they got right now with Jacoby Brissett.
And again, the one touchdown with Brissett, that's kind of what he does. He throws not one every three games, but he throws about one a game when he plays. These rookies
I'd
are going
to take one a game at this point.
No, me too. These rookies are going to get better. And you've seen that with Bo Nix and Jaden Daniels. It may not be linear. They may take steps back, but you would see the same thing too with Drake May if you ever put him in there. Our NFL Talk on WEEI is brought to you by T-Mobile. You can head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on the iPhone 16 Pro. Let's get to your phone calls here. Jonathan and Randolph, start us off today.
So I'm confused from last night. I thought the only way to turn around a team was to have a solid institutional culture that was strong and could support a quarterback, that you couldn't draft a quarterback high and then turn things around because – You know, obviously Trevor Lawrence is terrible, so it means it must always fail, right? I'm confused. Yeah,
they all suck. Can you help me? Play any of them. Yeah, you nailed it.
Yeah, no, there's also this growing commentary of, well, you want the Baker Mayfields, you want the Sam Darnolds, you want the Justin Fieldses. Like, those are the quarterbacks you want, which I would say, all right, like, those guys.
I would have taken any of those guys, but they weren't. Well, I mean, I would have taken Baker Mayfield. I would have taken Justin Fields, but they didn't go get those guys.
Those guys are bridge quarterbacks that I don't think fundamentally changes much for your organization. Jaden Daniels can fundamentally change things for your organization. So there is a lower hit rate with quarterbacks. Although,
yeah,
you swing and miss on tackles and wide receivers and linebackers and edge rushers and everything. You swing and miss on everything in the draft. So no matter who you take high, there's misses left and right all over the draft. But we focus on the quarterbacks more. Whatever, fine. It's a low hit rate. I acknowledge that. But when it hits, it outweighs everything else. Whereas if you hit on, again, Baker Mayfield, that's nice. You're a Jared Goff, you're a nice little team.
Mm-hmm.
But what are you? Are you a Super Bowl contender? Or are you a team that can realistically win a championship? I would say no. If you hit on C.J. Stroud, if you hit on Jaden Daniels, I think that changes your ceiling. And that's why that swing is worth taking.
Also, I think the people are using Baker Mayfield for the wrong, like the wrong side of the argument, because Baker Mayfield was actually really good as a rookie. He got thrown in right away, threw a bunch of touchdown passes.
Yeah, he played week 3, I think. Yeah,
and what happened with him was they changed the head coach and the coordinator like every year for the first bunch of years, and then they're like, oh my God, Deshaun Watson's available. What a great person and player he is. And they traded everything and they gave Watson all this money. If they had just stuck with Mayfield the whole time, I think they'd be in a better spot.
Well, and you make a good point, don't misunderstand what I'm saying, but Baker Mayfield is like Mac Jones in the example where
his better year was his rookie year.
He really had a good rookie year. Yeah. You didn't break him by playing him too early. That wasn't the issue.
No, but if they stuck by him and if he was there for the whole Stefanski part of it, and because you saw what Baker Mayfield was able to do in Tampa on his, third, fourth team, like, so that was still in him, right? Like, the Cleveland Browns didn't break him. He actually got off to a really good start. He has one of the better rookie seasons. And you got to look at, you know, the Patriots here, and I know this is year one for Drake May, they've had 4 offensive coordinators in the last 4 years. So now you also got to look at yourself. Like, what are you doing? Are you putting the quarterback in the best, or are you turning into a Jets? Are you turning into a Browns? Because that's a big part of it. There's just no continuity. There's new playbooks for these guys. That's going to make it pretty difficult.
617-779-7937. What are your takeaways from Monday Night Football? Josh Allen is a high-end comp for Drake May. He looked pretty good. Jaden Daniels is a rookie quarterback. It looks now like Washington overnight feels legit and feels like they're on to something. You could be that team too if you just played your quarterback.